Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning. This is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds. Still beginning. B5 on a Visa card. 100 bands, still a lot of ties. I play a bourbon, quite white, like I'm feeding sharks. I won't do nothing with the bitch. Can't even get me hot. Turn around with the bitch. Even though I ain't gonna hit it, I'ma still make sure that she. No way. We ain't got time to go see Dr. J. Woo! Hey,
hey, money.
Money for my bed, pull up on the yearning.
Right?
Hey, this a show for fun. I do this for my daughters and all my sons. Woo! I'm running random bands up, take out their funds.
Are you in?
I got a month.
What?
She got a month. I got sisters and brothers to feed. Woo! I ain't gone, not like no idiot. I'm a
hotel. Did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here life. Now can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, still beginning. Still trimming to the other side. I'm a ride for my hey,
convoy.
I'm a tie for my hey,
convoy.
I ain't gonna be listening to my money. They had a genie.
Woo!
I'm living my life like Beanie. I repeat my brother Beanie. I stacked them right to the ceiling. Now these can't beat me.
Right.
I just might wake up when Chanel and these can't see me.
Woo!
I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Still like D.I.E. 28 blows up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. Top top with these. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that coffin with baby mommy, get toppy
toppy. I'm bleeding red like a devil. I see these pretty plotty. They wanna know how I got.
Just live this here lifestyle.
Right now,
can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, still beginning.
I do it for my daddy. For my mama, them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm willing to be on my chest in the jungle.
Hey. Hey.
Money, home, money, I got commas and I ain't bad.
Nah.
Shining through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit.
Wow.
Talking about taking something from me like no weed.
Nah.
Talkle, that my brother.
Talkle.
You don't want no trouble, huh? You can't get these fists, knuckle.
Hey.
Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya.
Hey.
Give me a bed, and I do, huh?
Hey.
I wanna Medusa,
ooh.
I swear, don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super.
Hey.
Grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that new blue face.
Hey,
I'm on the top, just like two bass. Wait, I'm in her mouth, just like two bass.
Yeah. Did a lot. Just live this here life.
Yeah. I'm down.
Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my life.
I'm down.
So swagged out.
This life like a beginning. This is only beginning.
Hey, bitch,
I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds.
Just in the middle of this ocean, Pacific that is.
You understand me?
Bunch of bad.
You heard?
popping that GTV.
Yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
Boy, he do that. He do this for Gladys, boy. Hey, 605 out there on the West Coast, 905, New York City, coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on? It's your hip-hop informer, everybody. T.M. Hyman. It's the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio. Hey, you're inside Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, we chopping it up with Fee in this hour. So get your pen and paper. Get that pen and pad ready. And she got some dope recipes, and you'll be able to get those recipes right on the website. Soon come. Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday again, 9:05 in Atlanta. Don't know what time it is for you, but we appreciate you for rocking with us. Thanks. Before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Hey, it was storming here. It reminded me of a Florida storm earlier today. I hadn't seen a rain like that in a while. Torrential rain in the Tampa Bay area. You just never know. Like 4 o'clock every day, torrential rain. Hot chocolate. Hey, did it rain like downpour today in Plant City? What up, Mom? And we can't hear you if you're talking. If you're talking, we can't hear you. If you
sorry,
talking,
I was on mute. I did a Madam Boston, so yeah. Yeah, I got my rain there in the A on Sunday as opposed to getting it daily here in the rainy season in Tampa Bay. So, no, we're kind of dry.
Yeah, that was
oppressive
some torrential.
Heat, definitely.
That was definitely some torrential rain on Sunday, and it was nice to see you, nice to hang out with you on Sunday Fun Day rooftop, ATL.
That's right. The rain wasn't going to stop us.
Yeah, shout out to Sleep Green doing it big at the Essence Festival. We held his space down in the A.
No doubt.
He does it real big with the fam in Atlanta every Sunday. Hot Chocolate and I had a chance to hang out with the uttermost crazy Claylicious. Claylicious is out of control. So proud of Clay. She's actually an extra on this new Oprah series, Greenleaf. If you've not seen Greenleaf,
yes.
I believe episode 4 is on tonight. And how do I know? Listen, I was in the airport.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything to do. And I was checking out live television on my iPad. You know, it's the dopest technology, right? And so Greenleaf was one of those series that popped up. Come to find out, my good friend is an extra on that. She's been like on 3 episodes. If you have not seen it, check it out. Listen, it's calling the black church
out. I'm watching it right now.
In such a way that it was like, wow. Listen, folks.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's
it's
taboo
deep.
Anymore. There's nothing that should make you feel shameful anymore because with the power of social media, all your business is out there. Everybody knows what everybody's doing. Nothing's a secret anymore. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I think people are people don't feel shame no more. No one's shame. Some of this stuff is just downright shameful. Nevertheless, hey, we're chopping it up with Fee. We got some of the dopest ways to get sexy in the kitchen. Not sexy the way some of you freaks are thinking about it, but we're talking
relax.
Sexy in a way that is going to, you know, cause you to have to spend less money and feel real good about yourself. We're talking about that kind of sexy. When we come back,
there
we're
going to
open it up with Fee and more. It's the Social Lab.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
Tryna get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with.
I told him that. We ain't sitting in the back
got a rope in the front. You looking real familiar. I could just be a little drunk. I don't know your name. Shame, I don't know how to explain it to ya. But girl, I'm just saying, if you got a man back home, I don't know him. What? Just keep it on the hush. Pocket full of trees, don't beat around the bush. Walk on green, I can even hit a putt. KO shot it when I hit her with a punchline. Hit a couple shots when it's crunch time. Ducking from my ex like the one time. Throw a sign when you really try and go. Got the car parked right in the door.
I know your name. You heard my name. I know why you came.
Tryna get that
name. But you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with.
Nah, and you don't know my name.
Nope.
Just in case you the fed. I might have poured you a drink, but don't let it go to your head.
I know why you came.
Tryna be my main chick. Pass to the side when I lane switch. Top back, two seats only. Ain't no room for your friends, I don't know them. We just seize in the moment. Up all night, throw a deuce to the morning. Fly. Everything is important. Don't try to act too important. I know your game. You got a gang all over you, all over her.
Oh man,
girl, I ain't trying to dog it, babe. Only thing I call you.
I know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
I
know
that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick, yeah. Whoever you came with,
cause you're my main.
I told her that.
Why you playing? You heard my name. I know why you came.
She gon' give me that. So we can do our thing. Let's do that thing.
What you think about me taking you down, yeah? I can be your man when he's not around, yeah.
I don't know your name, but you heard my name. I know why you came.
Tryna get that
name, but you heard my name.
Girl, I know you wanna be my main chick. My main chick. I said, whoever you came with, who you came with.
I tell them that.
Right.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:12 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, Itty Bitty Plant City to be exact. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the General. We here in the Social Lab, and it's Hump Day, and we're going to be chopping it up
Hump Day
here shortly. 917-889-3926 is the number if you want to call in and ask me any questions.
Look who done stumbled in.
She done got up off the bed, off the living room floor.
Look who done stumbled in.
I just got back home.
She done got up off the living room floor.
Yes, okay. And I'm tired. And it took me forever to even call in. Like, oh, yes.
It took you 10 minutes to dial a number?
Yes. It just went all wrong.
Ladies,
I was trying to find my
Madam
headset.
CeeLo Boston.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. What's up?
Glad you could join us. Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What's up, everybody? It's Hump Day Wednesday. And we are chopping it up with the alcoholic and fee.
I don't even drink. What are you talking about? I might have a drink here and there, but I don't drink. I haven't drank. You know what? I haven't drank since.
Does it.
Oh, no, I do not. I haven't drank since. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think you said she really doesn't. But in another way, yeah.
She does more than drink, ladies and gentlemen.
She does more than drink.
Who stumbles in a room? Who stumbles in a room? Then they're the loudest guy in the room. who does that?
Got everything going on, all kind of bells and whistles going on.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, man. It's like the phone's been ringing ever since I got home. It's like somebody threw my name in the air. So, yeah, I'm so tired, though.
Okay. We are trying to get something done here.
Yes, we are.
917-889-3926. Not 1-7-889-3926. We're chopping it up. We are chopping it up with Fee, ladies and gentlemen. Fee.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, mama?
Not a
thing.
Hey,
what's
mama. Happening?
Hello. Not a thing. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing well.
Good.
I tried that shrimp scampi recipe. That was the last time I actually was on. You've blessed the folks. We had a repeat of that show. Last week you had some new recipes. What you got for the folks tonight? Help us get sexy in the kitchen.
Tonight, whoop, we will be doing my crazy delish inside out burger. Did we get that?
All right.
Crazy delish inside out burger. Now, what we're going to start with, yes, we're going to start with a pound of lean ground beef, a half a pound of bacon, and if you would like to choose applewood, smoked bacon, turkey bacon, whatever you would like, a fourth of a cup of shredded cheddar cheese, a fourth of a cup of shredded smoked Gouda cheese, a large onion, a tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. A teaspoon.
Like my grandma used to say, Worcestershire.
I'm trying to figure out how do you spell Worcestershire?
That word.
Worcestershire.
There you go. That word. A teaspoon and a half.
Hey, Fee, in all honesty, because we. Can you go back to the Gouda cheese? Because somebody was like, what the hell is Gouda? So can you tell them what the difference is between Gouda cheese and regular cheese?
Of course, there's a ton of variations of different cheeses. But what I found with the smoked Gouda cheese, the smokiness in it gives it a different, the burger a different flavor, a different taste, a different texture than regular just sharp cheddar cheese. So that's why I like to kind of combine it. I actually combine that one in my macaroni and cheese as well. So it just gives it a different depth to your burger. So just give
it
a try. Got that? Okay. Now we're going to add a teaspoon and a half of paprika, a fourth of a teaspoon of pepper, and about 2 teaspoons of seasoned salt. But you're basically going to eyeball it to your liking. Now, what you would do is you would preheat your grill or your skillet to medium heat. You fry up your bacon. Once your bacon is finished, you place it on a paper towel to drain off the excess oil. Then you would take some of the oil in the pan, leave it there so you can grill your onions. And then once your bacon has cooled, kind of put a couple of slices to the side because you're going to actually use them on top of your burger as well. But you're going to crumble up half of your bacon so that you can have that as part of your stuffing for your inside out burger. So you're then going to combine your cheeses in a small bowl along with all of your ingredients, your Worcestershire sauce, your paprika, your pepper, your seasoned salt, your grilled onions, and your bacon. Put that in kind of a ball, and you're going to actually shape out about 8 thin patties at about 4 inches wide, and you're going to take that mixture and pile it on top of your burger or your patty, and you're going to put another slice of your patty on top of that, and you're going to leave about 1 inch border around so that you can kind of squeeze your patty together so that you can hold in your mixture in the middle. And once you grill it, you're going to grill it, of course, until it's done. But you don't want to cook it too long because you don't want your cheese to kind of spill all the way out. Some of it's going to ooze out, but you're going to want some of it to, you know, the majority of it to stay inside. And I find you cook it in about 7 to 8 minutes on both sides is well done at that particular point. And then you would just take your burger,
do you have to have
put
any
it off.
Special utensils?
A spatula. That's all.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay.
Just a spatula. You don't need anything special with it, because all you're going to need to do is put the patty on your grill, and you're going to use your spatula just to flip it over. That's all you need. And then once your patties are done, you will get a nice toasted bun, put all of your condiments on top. And no, I didn't say condoms. I said condiments on top, meaning your mayonnaise, your mustard, your ketchup. If you like to add lettuce and tomato, all of that, you put that on top, and then you would just decorate it with your bacon. And there you go. You got your crazy delish inside out burger. Everything's on the inside.
That's funny. She said she didn't
crazy
say condiments. She said condiments.
Inside out burger with your condiments.
There you go.
Demand.
Hey, it's 9:21.
Driving fast, lost control, off the road, jaw was broke, remember we always broke, remember I'm coming back, I'm taking all steady.
I got bras in Atlanta, choose to believe, pretty cards in the scammers, getting all steady, legacy, family, wait and see, little bit of going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet, legacy, family, wait and see, family, huggies for Danny, telling ball, candy. Man, I'm the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. When I be ill, I'm beginning to who can kill us in the end. I got bras in the line. She's a believer. Pretty cards in the stomach. I got bras in the line.
Inside the social lab, listen, music is just going to the next level in 2016. I'm all for creativity. But that right there would sound like Wiz and Snoop had gotten together along with Designer and Kanye West. Wow. That's all I can say. Panda. We're still trying to figure out what he's talking about. Panda, 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 panda is
yeah,
all we understand.
I'll give
either one of you $50 if you can say one full verse outside of the chorus that includes Panda.
Well,
not
Mark,
happening.
So I'll remain that way. No thanks.
Mm-mm.
Cricket.
I don't even think Google knows. I don't even think Google
don't know.
To be honest with you.
I don't think he knows.
I am.
Right.
It's the social lab. He knows, you know, he did the video, told us the words, you know. Now, if the words made sense, that's a different question. Did the words make sense? Not sure. Hey, that burger recipe was on point. I had a real good burger from Applebee's yesterday. Don't mind giving them the plug because the burger was dope. And the recipe that you just gave us, ladies and gentlemen, you will soon be able to get it on the website, tmhymanradio.com. Log on right after the show. But that recipe is a winner. I'm going to try as soon as I get the opportunity. But let me ask you this. Can I replace that beef with turkey? Is it going to offset what you're trying to accomplish, any?
Not at all. You can make it your own. You can actually, like for the inside, if you choose to do green peppers or red peppers or add mushrooms or spinach, you can make it your own. That's just those, the items that I gave was just my particular, but you can make it your own and you can add whatever seasoning you would like to. But the whole concept is just the inside out. It's everything on the inside bursting on its on the outside. So you can make it your own.
Bursting on the outside.
I think to put my spin on it, I'm going to add Havarti cheese.
That's
my cheese of choice right now.
Okay. And even a brie cheese would be good because it melts really well. So that would be really good on the outside as well.
Yeah, now that does sound good.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're gonna have to. We found out tonight what the Gouda cheese was. Now you're gonna have to tell us a little bit about your farty cheese.
It's not farty crazy. It's Havarti. H-A-V like Victor. A-R-T-Y. Right? T-Y or D-Y? T-Y, right?
I believe it was an I. Havarti. Yeah, I think
actually, I'm lying. It is an I. Yeah. Yeah. The chef is correct.
If you eat too much of it, it's going to turn into farty. So it's all the same. Go ahead.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. But it reminds me of a stronger Swiss cheese. I like very fragrant, robust type cheeses.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not a Swiss cheese. I'm not a Swiss cheese person. Got it. I like American
Swiss cheese.
I like the white American cheese. I like the pepper jack. You know, I don't venture too far off from like cheddar cheese. You know, Sharp's pretty good. Velveeta, you know, pretty good.
Another one I think I would try with the burger also would be Gruyere. Have you ever had that, Fee? That kind of has a bacony, smoky taste to it. It's kind of pricey. Don't get messed up. It's pricey, but it's worth every penny. It's fantastic.
And that's another one that I actually use in my macaroni as well.
Man, look at here.
Look at here.
Hey, I like the fact that you all, you know, it sounds like you all are cheese connoisseurs like that, learned about cheese tonight. Absolutely. We're going to keep traveling with
Fee. I regularly.
Go ahead. You regularly
take cheese? I was going to say,
cheese?
I regularly take tours or samples at the Publix Deli because you can go up and sample whatever you like before you purchase it. So, yeah.
All right.
I like cheese, but if it looks too crazy, I just won't. I won't eat it if it looks crazy or if it smells crazy. That just a lot of dairy just don't sit with me too well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 9:28. We will continue to chop it up with Fee the next hour. We're just gonna flip the conversation. I mean, we cannot have a conversation tonight without discussing the recent happenings with Mr. Austin Sterling.
Alton,
y'all know I will mess a name up. Alton Sterling. We can't mess it up, though. The story is so, so powerful. Right before the show, Fee was telling me how her daughter, you know, came to her inquiring about why this happened. In the video that she, you know, had saw. I saw the video earlier today. I saw a post earlier that DJ Envy posted. You know, DJ Envy posted how his son came in and how he found out about it, you know, today was his son actually saying to him, you know, Dad, they did it to another one of us, mm-hmm. you know, and apparently this is a young man who I'm thinking is no more than elementary bound. What is the message? What is the message to children? Specifically, what is the message to African-American males, regardless of the age, old enough to understand that there seems to be an issue with the respect of lives, specifically the lives of those who look like us, who look like them? The one thing that's disturbing is to hear a mother not speak of being fearful of her son, but being fearful of, you know, this situation for her brother, her uncle, her cousin, any male that they love. What has to happen? What do we do? When we come back, we'll talk about that. As we begin to just try to make sense, if we can make sense of it at all. It's to the point to where it's like becoming quite numbing. And that's when it's bad, when you start to become numb to the reality that it appears that some lives just don't matter, specifically the lives of folk who look like me. That's a problem, and we got to talk about it. As a matter of fact,
absolutely.
I don't think we're going to go anywhere. We're just going to talk about it. It's just us on the platform tonight. But, you know, if Sabe was on the platform, you know, we would have heard a few explicit words by now.
Definitely.
A few curse words out of frustration for the fact that this is beyond ridiculous. And it just appears that, you know, there's just no respect for African-American males when it comes to police enforcement. Ladies, have both of you had an opportunity to see the video?
Yes.
I have. I actually posted both on my Facebook feed and my Instagram feed. And it took me probably an hour to be able to process what I was seeing, to motivate myself to move afterward, because it was just so disturbing. I was stuck. It took me very much by surprise. I'd heard it described already prior to watching it, but seeing it just made it hit home so much harder, because that could have been anybody, any male party that I know, my sons, my uncles, friends. It could be any of them. Hell, it could be any of us. I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers at lunch today, telling her, in the wake of all of these police-associated murders, that I'd gotten stopped for a traffic violation that was fluffed and ended up getting thrown out of court, but that's neither here nor there. But I found myself afraid to reach in my glove box for my registration, and found myself asking for permission to do so.
Just not to give them a reason to do any.
I mean, if they'll kill Sandra Bland ultimately for smoking a cigarette and not putting it out in her vehicle, they're definitely gonna blow my head off of reaching for something that they don't know is in the glove box.
Absolutely.
I just feel like we're at a point where we can't trust law enforcement. I have two sons. One will be 29 this year, and one will be 24 this year.
And so not only do you feel it for your sons, but you feel it for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's terrifying, especially living in the little small town America place that I live in. It's not one with a very large African American community. So to some extent, there is very much still a stigma dealing with our people. And it just,
folks,
you know,
Go ahead, finish this. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that this man was selling CDs. He wasn't doing anything to violate anyone. It wasn't as if he wasn't welcome there selling CDs, because in watching the full interview with the store owner, he said that he had been out there selling CDs for a while and that he didn't have a problem with it.
I don't understand what led up to the episode. I don't understand how he was already on the ground based on what I saw. And they're saying after he was on the ground, they realized he had a gun. Even if he had a gun, mm-hmm. he was already on the ground. There was no threat. Now, he was a large man, but there was a clear view to a large police officer standing over him, while there was another police officer, I'm assuming, who was wrestling him at the time.
Right.
I am not an investigator. I don't know all the facts, but this is what I will tell you. I live in the state of Georgia, where the Ku Klux Klan just won a case with the help of the ACLU, where they felt they weren't being treated properly. So guess what? They went out and they got some legal help. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the United States, where things are changing. When we come back, we'll continue to chop it up with Fee. It's on Social Lab 937.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk.
need.
Chopping it up with Fee inside the social lab. TM Holland Radio. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up, Bruno Mars. That joint right there, Uptown Funk. Before the break, we were talking about just the tragic situation with, I think I called him Austin. It's Alton Sterling, not to get it confused at all. Another tragic situation with a police officer has just clearly, you know, taken the life unnecessarily. It was unnecessary. It was unnecessary. Unnecessarily taking the life of another African American male, and it has really generated some serious frustration out in New Orleans, where at one point I saw, you know, a group of people just you know, stampeding some cars. I think, you know, one gentleman was, you know, literally pouncing the top of a police car. Now, I do not promote the destruction of property, specifically your own. It just makes no sense to me. Like, you know, you still got to pay for that. And I hope you got some insurance on it, right? I mean, we just have to be smart, right? We have to, you know, exert our energy the right way. And we have to operate at a high frequency and not a low frequency. Because when you operate at a low frequency, your behavior typically is below frequency. Okay, absolutely. So let's try to be smart about what we do, why we exude our frustration, but we really have to come together and collectively figure this out. We need people who care about the things that we care about. And so when you are in offices that are that require a vote, folks, I know we think that, you know, our votes don't matter, but we have to do what we can. And we have to put people in office who care about the things that we care about. And so when it comes to the people in Washington and the people at your state capitol, you have to vote for people who care about the things you care about. And guns are not the issue. It's laws associated with guns and the consequences for the use of guns. I mean, come on. There's protection around guns. Everyone shouldn't have a gun. Guns shouldn't be easily accessible to just anyone. However, I do support the right to bear arms, just so that we're clear. I do support the right to bear arms. However, everyone should not have the right to bear arms. If that's confusing to you, you figure it out. But it makes a lot of sense to me.
I wholeheartedly agree. We don't need military-style weapons. We do need weapons to protect ourselves, but not military-style.
Listen, I was having a conversation with, you all know him, a friend to this show, MC Brains. MC Brains and I are pretty much, you know, he's my brother. You know, he calls me for business things, and he's roped me into some stuff that he feels passionate about. And, you know, the one thing that he was recently talking to me about was just this whole thing surrounding guns. So, you know, when MC Brains was found by Michael Bivens back in the day, like before Oochie Coochie, before, you know, the international fame, the platinum records, and that whole run with New Edition and those cats, he had an older brother. And he had an older brother that was shot dead in the streets, like just a year before the world became acquainted with MC Brains. And this situation where his older brother got literally like shot to death in the street changed him as an individual and kind of messed his psyche up. It messed his mom up, you know, as well, because she had lost her oldest son, who was her baby, right, while she still had, you know, another child to raise. He's real passionate about guns. And the story that he tells about his rise and fall, if you will, and how his brother's death being all tied up and tangled up in that is just an interesting story, to the point to where I'm trying to encourage him to tell that story via film, specifically with the whole New Edition story and all of this stuff coming out. The story between he and Michael Bivins is an interesting one as well. But I just bring that up because it's a recent conversation, but it takes me back to how who called up to get us involved in a campaign in Virginia Beach because of the gun violence in the neighborhood and how he was sick of the violence in the neighborhood.
Family.
He's a popular
family.
Family. And brother, I just didn't want to like destroy your name because I think I almost you don't even want to know. You don't even want to know.
AKA Nathaniel Johnson, a family.
Listen, Nate called up with a passion about trying to do something because it's so out of control in his neighborhood. You have people who really want to step up but don't know what to do. If you have a plan, if you know something, because we're working on some stuff, but if you have some ideas about what you think can be done to stimulate thought in your community, each one teach one. That no one person is going to save us, but we've got to start engaging each other in a way that causes us to think different and causes us to do stuff a little different. We've just got to do that. We absolutely have got to think and do things different. We're going to pause with Bryson Tiller and come right back with another sexy recipe from Fee. This is Exchange. We'll be right back. Team Hum Radio. Bryson Tiller.
When I think about you, I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had and then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you in speak, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed, yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at two keys or ten roof? Turn up, we on Taylor, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical and fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.
Hey, hey, this is Fee, and what we'll be doing next is my addictive brownie cookies. What you would need would be 2 ounces. You there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. We ready.
Okay. We got 2 ounces of baking chocolate unsweetened, 2 sticks of softened butter, 2 cups of sugar, 3 whole large eggs, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 2 1/4 cup of flour, 1/4 cup of cocoa powder, 1 tablespoon of additional cocoa powder. You're going to kind of put that to the side, and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. And for dusting, 1/2 teaspoon of powdered sugar. Now, what you would do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You melt the chocolate in the microwave, and you're going to put it on, like, start at 15 seconds, and you're going to do it in about a 15-second increment and keep stirring until it's smooth. You don't want to just keep putting it on 15, 15, 15, because what will happen is your chocolate will actually burn in the microwave. So you want to just keep stirring that until it's a very smooth consistency. Then you would mix the butter and your sugar together until it's totally combined. With the mixer on low, slowly drizzle in the cool chocolate that you put in the microwave. Now you would scrape the bowl and mix it all again to make sure that you combine all of the ingredients together. Now you would mix 1 egg at a time. That way you will make sure that the egg is combined in your chocolate mixture and it's not just a big clump of scrambled eggs, because that would be kind of disgusting in your cookies. And then you would add your vanilla until everything is combined. Now in another bowl, you will combine your flour, your cocoa powder, your baking powder, and your salt. Just a teaspoon of salt. I forgot to add that in there, y'all, but it's a teaspoon of salt to kind of combat some of the sugar that's in your other mixture. And you would stir all that together, and you would add it into, like, little balls is what you're going to look for. And you're going to take those balls and put them on parchment paper on a baking sheet. And then when you would bake them for about 11 minutes until they're a little puffy and they've set. You don't want them hard. You want them just so that they're almost like a little pillow is what you're looking for.
Okay.
And you would remove.
You said parchment paper. Then you said parchment paper. Then you said a baking sheet. Is that the same thing?
No, you would take parchment paper or wax paper and line your baking sheet with that, like a cookie sheet.
Got it.
Got that? Okay. And once they've set, you remove them from your baking sheet, because people don't realize if you keep your items on your baking sheet or in a cupcake tin, they're still baking, they're still cooking. So you want to remove them quickly so that they'll cool down to room temperature. And then once they've completely cooled, take the powdered sugar that I told you to put off to the side in the cocoa powder and dust them, just sprinkle them over your brownie cookies. And all you now need is a nice glass of milk, and you're good. You're set for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That sounds like Netflix and chill snacks right there.
There you go. There you
Say
go.
Say words. Say words.
Yes.
Now, tell us, Felicia, do you sit and create these yourselves? Do these recipes just come to you out of the blue, like songs come to songwriters?
They actually do. I dream of a lot of my recipes. Sometimes I've gotten up in the middle of the night and I've recreated what I've dreamt at my stove. So yeah, they come to me, like you said, like an artist would when it comes to music and things of that nature. But I like to
tell people how they can follow you.
You can follow me on Facebook under my actual government name, Felicia Moses, FelicaMoses, or you can go to my business Facebook page, which is Sweet Tooth LLC, and that is spelled SW, 2 3s instead of 2 e's, T, Tooth LLC, and under the same name under Instagram, Sweet Tooth LLC, and on Twitter, I'm also Sweet Tooth LLC.
Folks, we
now,
support
Felicia.
Small businesses up in here. We ask you to do the same.
Yes.
Go ahead,
Isaac. We sure do. And I've watched some of your videos where you apparently have woken up from some of these dreams and recreated these things. I just actually watched your video on your take on Carrabba's Pasta Wheezy, which is one of my absolute favorite dishes. Oh, my God, Becky. Listen, we're going to have you do that one Wednesday, because that thing right there looks so delicious.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. You guys got to check it out. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm not going to steer you wrong in that kitchen. Let you know that right now.
Well,
hey,
I'm ready to taste test some more stuff.
Each and every Wednesday, folks, right here, we're chopping it up with feet. For the grown and sexy recipes, listen, recipes that are affordable and delight the heart and the taste buds. Chopping it up with feet. Listen, Sweet Tooth LLC.
Yes.
Google her. Follow her on Facebook. She won't steer you wrong in the kitchen. Listen,
that's right.
There aren't a whole lot of folk that I – well, I guess I'm lying. I guess there are a whole lot of people. But there's a special person right now who I know is listening, and I'd like her to know that our thoughts and prayers goes out to her and her family. Listen, we got one of the dopest listeners, like, of all radio shows. We call her the Coupon Lady.
Yes.
But you know, her name is Sheba. And Sheba, we are praying for you, knowing that, you know, he has her in the palm of his hands. And so, again, our hearts and our condolences go out to you and your family, my dear.
We love you, boo. If there's anything at all we can do.
Absolutely. Let us know. Let us know.
Yes.
Appreciate you for stopping past with your recipes, Mama.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Get ready for Miami.
Southeast, here we come. Ladies and gentlemen, the two recipes you heard tonight,
yes,
you can actually find on tmhymantradio.com in a short time. Listen, if you give it about 20 minutes, the podcast will be ready. By that time, maybe the website will be loaded. We're moving in slow motion tonight. But we know you want them recipes, those recipes. We up out of here.
Hi.
Take us home, folks. We love you, Sheba.
That's right, Sheba. We're here with you. And the whole TM Hyman Radio family is praying for you. We are that crew, that team, that network. We'll be back on Friday giving you the week in news and entertainment. We are the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. We'll see you next time.
Nigga got me on my Brooklyn shit. Huh? Hey, what I told him, I said, being hot gets you the MVP. Staying hot gets you the Hall of Fame. Slow Soap.
Brooklyn forever.
Smurda, what up, son? Brooklyn, what up, son?
Holla at me.
Yeah. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the lick. I hit my smutty dance when I caught your chick. I Bobby smurdered that when she came round. Threw that hat up in the air, never came down. And I just caught that body like a week ago. Real quick, click clack, get the freaking out. You want some hot news? Chillin' out in Mykonos or Thought News? All summer, hey, we go.
All summer.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me, yo.
Push me, yo.
I had them killers in your bushes, yo.
Bushes, yo.
Them trick news, splurge on the push, yo. You give me one day, I purge on that push, yo. You ain't seen these kicks since like the fifth grade. Back when Bo Jackson and King Griffey played. On my 90s flow, the young OG shoot. On my GSC, meet the family.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. 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 Talk rad